Welcome to the podcast of Reverend Daniel Agbesi. Reverend Daniel Agbesi is the founder and head pastor of Peacekeepers Assembly International, located at Kwabena, adjacent to the community hospital. Reverend Daniel preaches on righteousness, faithfulness, godliness, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. He is the epitome of a virtuous man. Now, let's listen to Reverend Daniel.
Going to Jeremiah 29 verse 11, we are looking at success through planning. Amen. I want to do this in 10 minutes, so I need your response so that we praise God. Jeremiah 29 verse 11, the Bible says, "For I know the plans I have for you." Amen. "I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Amen. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and future." Amen. Success through planning. It is not those who are born again that have a future in this life. Rather, it is those who have a plan. Are you there? The future of an individual is secured because that individual has a plan about his or her life. Without a vision and a plan for your future, you have no future at all. Proverbs 29 verse 18 says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." God still speaks. God still performs wonders. And he does that not in a vacuum, but God speaks and performs wonders through plans. Amen. Bible says God declares the end from the beginning, which means that it is the style of God to plan the future before he starts from the beginning. So when you look at Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, the Bible says, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." It was talking about the plan of God to fix the heaven and also the earth and everything that will be on earth. Verse 2 says, "We saw how the earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep." And we saw the subsequent test, how God took time to create the heavens and the earth. And I pray for you that God will reveal his plan about you in the year 2024. Even Jesus, before he was born, God had already planned how he would die. He has already programmed his death, even before he created the heavens and the earth. Revelation chapter 13, verse number 8. The Bible says, "All who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world." Did you see that? Did you see that? So before God will even create the heavens and the earth, before Jesus will be born, before Jesus will die for our sins, he was even slain from the foundation of the earth. God had already planned it before it was happening. So the devil thinks that he was killing Jesus, but what he did not know was that he was working into the plans of God. The Bible says, "If the princes of this world had known, they would not have crucified the Lord God of glory." The devil thought that he was killing Jesus, but he was actually working in the plan of God. The enemy thought that he will stop you this year, but anything that will be done against you, it shall fit into an overall plan of God. Is somebody hearing me at all? That's why the Bible will say, "All things work together for good for those who love God." I pray that the good, the bad, the ugly will work for your good this year. I pray that it will push you forward. In the name of Jesus, Jeremiah 29, 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you." How I pray for you that may the plans of God for your life be manifested in 2024. May you prosper on every side. May you escape the traps of the enemy. May this year bring you fulfillment on every side. Praise be to God. You need a plan to attract the counsel of God in your life. If God will speak, if God will do anything for anybody, he must see a plan working in your life. Are you there? Proverbs 16 verse 9. "A man's heart plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. Did you see that? A man's heart plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. The voice of God is loud in the ears of that individual who plans his life, who plans his family, who plans his finances. God talks to everybody, but the voice of God is louder. The voice of God is clearer in the ears of that man and woman who has a plan for his life. Isaiah 30 verse 21. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left. You see, if you are not on a path, if you are not on a plan, you cannot hear the voice of God. You must be on a plan. When you come to a junction, then he will show you where to pass in life. Tell somebody you need a plan. Tell the person you need a plan. In your plans, you will discover God's voice and counsel. Praise the Lord. The Bible said in Proverbs 19:21, it says, there are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord shall stand. What is a plan? A plan is a written list of actions necessary to achieve desired goals. What is a plan? A plan is a non-transferable responsibility for anyone who wants to have true success in life. Is somebody hearing me? You cannot transfer your plans to somebody to plan your life for you. Like the way nobody can eat your food for you for it to enter your stomach. Is somebody hearing me? You cannot allow anyone to plan your life for you if you want to seek success. No project in this life can be completed without a plan. Can I tell you something? Without a plan, you cannot graduate from school. You can be playing about when you are supposed to be imbibing knowledge. And when is the time of examination that will reveal whether you have really prepared or not. Is somebody hearing me? Without a plan, you cannot marry. Thank God we are witnessing marriage this morning. Hello? Some people have certain lifestyles that are beyond how much money they receive monthly. Some people are very reckless in their lifestyle. Instead of them to rent a single room, save money for marriage, to pay fees, they want to be in a five-bedroom house. Because of that one decision, every other aspect of their life is stagnant. And it's not the devil, it's lack of proper planning. Is somebody hearing me? Instead of them to be in a room that they can save enough money and take care of other businesses, they decide to please some people. So they are living in a five-bedroom house. What do you need it for? So that your friends will know you are rich. Meanwhile, you are struggling. When you do it that way, other areas of your life will be stagnant. I pray that you will plan your way out of shame and reproach. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Wise planning eliminates stress and pressure out of your life. When challenges come and people are stressed for a long time, it is a sign of poor planning. Proverbs 6:6-8. In that scripture, we saw how the ant will go gather food because he knows winter will come. Hello? In a dry season, the ant will go pack food. Huh? He knows that the seasons of life will change. There are people, every year to year, they are in distress. They are in challenging time for a long time because they fail to plan. Because in this season, money will come. But when you don't save money for the future, when you don't save money for your dry season, things will be tough in your life. But I pray that God will give you wisdom. Hallelujah. Lack of wise planning will make you a slave or a servant to a man who plans for his or her life in the future. Lack of planning will compel you to always borrow. And when you start borrowing, what you start doing is that you keep borrowing to be paying your debt. You keep borrowing to pay your debt because of what? Lack of planning. Proverbs 22 verse 7. The Bible said, the rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. Proverbs 22 verse 7. The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. I pray that in this year you will not be a borrower. In the mighty name of Jesus. Wise planning affects the quality of your competence. You appear as a diligent and a competent person just because you work your life with a plan. Proverbs 21 verse 5. The Bible says, give it to me in the NIV. The NIV says, Proverbs 21 verse 5. The plans of the diligent lead surely to what? Plenty. The plans of the diligent lead to what? Profit. As surely as haste leads to poverty. Anytime you see that somebody is in haste, he's always rushing from one meeting to another. When the person sits down, the person is sweating, the person is always unsettled, the person does not have a planned life. When you have a planned life, you are always early. Planning takes lateness out of your life. But who are always late, who are always giving excuses, they don't have a plan. I pray that this year you will not give excuses. You see, on a bright and Ramona's birthday, I'm taking my time to push this in your spirit so that at the end of the year, you will not give excuses. In the name of Jesus. There is no substitute to planning. The group of people you don't want to keep their company in this year are people who are non-planners. Hello? Non-planners have no purpose. Non-planners have no respect for time to invest into the available time they have. People without a plan will drain you of your resources and your time. People who don't plan will always drain you. They always come into your life with emergency. Hey, I'm stranded though. You see, my wife just gave birth, but I don't have money to pay for her hospital bill. Your wife has been pregnant for 9 months. You did not plan. Your wife gave birth. Now you are looking for money to pay for your wife's hospital bill. Is somebody hearing me? God gave you 9 months notice. Hello? That's why non-planners behave. They always have emergency. But I pray it shall not be your case. Non-planners have a mentality that what they have is not enough. So they start nothing and try nothing. Say, Pastor, what I have, if only I have 52,000 Ghana cedis added to this money, it will be enough for me to start a business. You will never have it. You will never have it. With a wise plan, you can use what you have to get what you want. With wise planning, you can use what you have to get what you want. And when you look at the scriptures, when you see somebody like Gideon, in 5 minutes' time, I'll be done. Gideon was a man that God called him and asked him to liberate his people from the hands of the Midianites. Gideon, talking to God, said, you know, I don't have strength. So God said, okay, gather people to help you in battle against the Midianites. He went to choose a lot of people, over 300,000 people. And God said, they are too much. Talk to them and tell them that the people who are scared that they'll lose their lives in battle, they should go home. Over 90% of them went home. God said, even that number is too much. Take them to the brook for them to drink water. Those who fetch the water with their hands and drink from their hands, separate them. Those who, put their mouth in the river to drink, separate them. And the people who drank from their hands were only 300 of them. And those who put their mouth in the water, he said, let them go home. Gideon said, God, what are you doing? God was teaching Gideon how to use little with a plan in order to defeat his enemies. Is somebody hearing me? Oh, yes. Little, 300 men. God said, you don't need much. What you need is plan. Once you have a plan, the little you have in your hands can avail much. Is somebody hearing me? The widow whose two sons would have been taken to captivity met the prophet. The prophet didn't pray for her. The prophet said, you need a plan to come out from debt. What do you have in your house? Say, I have nothing. That's what she said first. Say, I have a little oil. Then he said, go and borrow vessels. You see, with the right plan, nothing is too little. Are you getting me at all? With the right plan, 1,000 Ghana cedis is a lot of money. I pray God will bless you with wisdom. In the name of Jesus. Samson, the strongest man that ever lived, when he was going to punish the Philistines, Bible said he took seven foxes, set fire on their tail, and released them into the farm of the Philistines. Seven foxes. And he burned down their whole farm. The strongest man even needed a plan. Samson is stronger than all of us here put together. But he needed a plan to get at the Philistines. I pray for you that God will bless you with wisdom. That you will walk with a plan this year. Ask somebody sitting beside you, what is your plan for this year? Tell your friend that I pray for you that God will bless your plans. In Jesus' name. Amen. The only tool you need in order to have effective planning this year is reasoning. Shout reasoning. Reasoning is a gift from God. The invitation of God to man is that, come, let us reason together. When you reason, you ask yourself many questions. Why am I here in this particular group doing what I am doing? Reasoning will make you have self-awareness. Is somebody with me? When the guy we call the prodigal son was far away from his father's house, when he lost everything, what brought everything back is reasoning. Luke chapter 15 verse 17. Bible says he came into himself. Then he asked himself a question. Luke 15, 17. When he came to his senses, this is the NIV. How many, okay, but when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's high servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? Until he came to the point of reasoning, he was not asking himself the right questions. Are you there with me? Acts chapter 6, verse 2. The Bible says one day a problem came in the church. People were spreading rumors, gossiping. It's a serious problem in the church. But the apostles solved the problem with a plan. Hello? Give it to me in the King James Version. They reasoned their way out of the problem. King James Version. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. So out of this reason, they chose deacons to serve tables so that the apostles would give themselves to what? Prayer and the preaching of God's word. They did that not by prayer, they did that by reasoning. Hello? There's a guy who was by the pool of Bethesda for 38 years. It was not a demon that kept him there. He refused to reason. This year, you must be able to ask yourself, why am I among people who must be calling me madam or boss and we are just playing together? You must begin to ask yourself hard questions. Jesus came to the guy and said, do you want to be whole? He said, sir, I have no man to help me. And believe me, though he said he has no man, he's eating, someone is feeding him. Two of us. When he's at the pool of Bethesda, bow me, somebody will bring him kanchima. Do you know kanchima? Prepare food and put it in a basket and bring it to him at the pool of Bethesda. But he's telling Jesus, I have no man. Because he has refused to reason. If indeed he was reasoning, the Bible said occasionally an angel will come and stir the water. If really he needed healing, he should put his leg in the water all the days of his life. So when the angel stirs the water, he will be made whole. Two of us. But he was on the side saying, I don't have anybody. I don't have any man to come and help me. That's the problem of many Christians. We are waiting for somebody to come and help us. Hello? But the right person to help you is you yourself. You must get up and help yourself. Give the Lord a clap of praise. Help yourself first. The others can help you. Is somebody hearing me? Say, I have no man. Or if I had anybody, like when the angel comes to stir the water, they will carry me and put me inside. But anytime I want to enter the water, someone goes ahead of me. I have nobody. I have nobody. 38 years. He was still there. The child of God, you need a plan. a plan to help yourself. I see somebody hearing the sound of my voice. You are getting up this morning and you fight battles and you win. This year, by the time your helpers will come, you have already helped yourself. I like what Esau said. Esau, the brother of Jacob. You know, Jacob took the blessing and ran away. After 21 years, he met Esau. Before he met Esau, he sent food. He sent donkeys. He sent sheep and goat. Then Esau asked him, who have you, sent those things for? Then Jacob said, oh, I sent them to you. He said, I have enough. I have enough. Even though Esau attracted the curse of his father, he planned his way out of the curse. Say, I have too much. I don't keep it for your own self. Before your destiny helpers will come, you will already be sorted. God will empower you to help yourself. You will pick yourself up like Jephthah and you win every battle. If I'm talking to you, come and shout a living amen. Come and shout a living amen. Tell somebody sitting beside you, you don't need a man. You need God. And apart from God, you need yourself. Say, neighbor, pick yourself up. You can help yourself. Give the Lord a clap of hands. Bow down your heads. We are praying to God for wisdom. I don't know about you, but we need wisdom like never before. Tell God, I need wisdom. I need wisdom. I need wisdom. You
made a way. Thank you for listening to today's message. We believe you have been blessed, uplifted, and transformed by the Word of God. Kindly subscribe to our podcast and as well follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Peacekeepers Assembly and on Twitter at Peacekeepers International for more updates. Or call our office on 054-6764-890. God bless you.